must be a very proud person.
如果有人胆敢自称说我是自由拥有的，这个人大概是一个骄傲的不得了的人。
What that proclaim is no one above me.
其实这个自由拥有的意思就是说，在我之上是没有任何的，没有任何的东西。
No one equal to me.
没有人与我同等。
No one can compare with me.
没有人能够与我相比。
I am incomparable.
我是没有无法比的。
No limitation, boundary, or restriction.
没有限制，没有范围，没有任何的阻碍。
No error or failure, no regret.
没有犯错的可能，也没有后悔的事。
Then if a person qualifies for all of this, then he can proclaim, I am that I am.
如果你可以说，哦，这些我都做到的话，哎，您就可以自称为我是自由拥有的那位。
In the Bible, God Himself proclaimed He, I am that I am.
所以圣经里面神就称我是自由拥有的那位。
Not only that, the God's attribute also include omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence.
然后神的本性也包括他的他的无所不知、无所不在、无所不能。
And also unchangeable, never change, and no need to change.
永不变的，而且没有必要去改变。
All of these attributes belong to a deity.
所以这些都属于一个神性的，一个神才有的。
And then let's talk about humanity is the righteousness or holiness.
我们再看一下他的人性，他的义跟他的圣洁。
And also love and mercy.
他的爱，他的恩典。
These are all God's attributes.
这些都是神的他的本质。
So if anyone possess all of these attributes, this is what the Bible said, that must be God.
So 有一个人他居然能够拥有这一切的话，那这个人就是神哦。
So we just read that he, Jesus, who being in very nature God.
我们刚刚就看到说耶稣他本质就是神。
Incomparable means nothing can come close to him at all.
所以无法比的就是根本没办法比，根本沾不到边。
In the mathematics, there is a concept called infinity.
在数学里面有一个所谓的无限大的这个概念。
So God is not something like one verse infinity.
所以神这个本质这个概念不是说一跟无限。无限的一个相比
or 1 million or 1 billion versus infinity.
不是说你有上亿的来跟一个无限大的来比。
It's not quantity issue, but quality.
这不是一个量的问题，这是一个值的问题。
So for a human, it's very difficult to really comprehend God.
所以人的聪明智慧是非常能够难把神搞懂的。
That is why Jesus came.
这也是为什么神要道成肉身，为什么耶稣基督必须要降世。
And he is the very nature God.
他就是神本体的真相。
And secondly is, Jesus did not consider equality with God.
然后他不以自己与神同等。
That is start the first step that we may understand his humility.
这就是我们能够了解他的谦卑的第一步。
He is God, He Himself.
他就是神呢。
But His humility that put Him into a position that did not consider equality with God.
但是因为他的谦卑，所以他不以自己与神同等。
He did not cling to His privilege as God's equal.
他在他的所谓的荣耀特权上，他说我不能跟神相等的。
He held back His deity and wrapped up.The deity, as if he was not God.
然后他就限制了他的神像，然后好像他把他的神像能够限制的，好像他不是神一样。
It's very similar to a king put on plain clothes and then move out of the palace to live among his people. Nobody noticed that he is a king.
就好一个国王出了皇宫以后，穿上平民百姓的衣服，住在平民百姓中间，没有人认得出来他就是那位尊贵的王。
So his humility actually, Jesus gave up his absolute rights as God.
所以当他道成肉身变成人的形象的时候，他等于是已经放弃了他所有神的尊荣。
Then we may ask why.
那我们就要问了，为什么？
Because once he did not consider equality with God, then people, you and I, we may approach or get near by him.
就是因为当他不与自己与神同等的时候，我们这些人就可以接近他。
So he already dropped one level.
所以他已经降低了一节了。
Then we will see, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
然后他这更降了一级，就是他是成为人的样式，而且是取了奴仆的形象。
Then from over here we can see, he did not consider equality with God. Then he even lower himself, being made in human likeness.
所以我们看到，第一，他不以自己与神为同等，然后降一格，变成人的样子。
He humbled himself. That means he became man. God became man.
然后他就变成由神一个创造主变成一个被造物。
In John said, the Word, that means Jesus, became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
然后在约翰福音第一章十四节讲说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
See, God is unlimited, but now He is willing to become restrained. He will be bounded by hunger, thirst. He may have emotion. He may sorrow and distress.
那我们知道，神是一个无限的，然后当他道成肉身以后，变成一个有限的人类，也会饿，也会渴，也会痛苦，也会悲伤。
So unlimited, but he allowed to be limited.
就从一个无限的神变成一个有限的。
This is called incarnation.
这叫做道成肉身。
So sometimes we as a human, we thought, wow, to be a human is a pretty cool deal.
有时候我们人觉得，哎，我们当人还不错啊。
But as God to become man in flesh, that is unimaginable, degrading himself.
但是一个神，一个无限的神，他变成人的样式，这是一个没有法想象的一种限制。
And this is not the end of his humility.
这还不是他最低的一个谦卑的底线。
Then from a human, then he's taking the very nature of a servant.
然后变了人之后，他居然还变成一个奴仆的形象。
It was in John said it was just before the Passover feast.
在约翰福音十三章第一节，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己。离世归父的时候到了。
And the evening meal was being served.
然后吃晚饭的时候。
And at that time, Jesus knew that the Father, God, had put all things under his power.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里。
That means everything is under his control.
意思所有的万物都是在他的手底下。
And that he had come from God and was returning to God.
然后他是从神而来，又要归回到神那里去。
Because he is coming from God, that means he is God, and he is returning to God, and he is still God. So that means he is fulfilled, totally understood that he is God.
所以他从那里来，因为他是神，所以他从那神那里来，因为他是神，所以他回到神那里。也就是说，他完全知道自己的神性。
At that very moment, he got up from the table.
然后就在这样一个状况之下，他站起来离席。
And took off his outer clothing.
就离席站起来，脱了外衣。
And then wrapped a towel around his waist.
拿了一条毛巾束腰。
At that moment, he understood God has put everything under his power.
那他知道神已将万物交在他的手里。
He is extremely powerful.
他是有力的。
And then after that, he poured water into a basin, a bucket.
然后随后把水倒在盆里。
And then he knelt down and began to wash his disciples' feet.
就洗门徒的脚。
And after wash their feet, he drying their feet with towel.
并用自己所束的毛巾擦干。
Now his humility pulled him down from just a human to a servant, a slave.
我们看到耶稣刚刚就从一个人，由神到人，现在由人变为一个仆人，一个奴隶。
And Jesus said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
然后马太福音里面耶稣说，正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
So you can tell Jesus has already downgraded one step by one step from he is the nature of God, and then he downgraded to did not consider equality with God, and now even downgrade to just a human. But not only that, he even downgraded to a servant.
So we see that Jesus step by step by step humbled himself, from not being equal with God, to becoming a man's image.到成了奴仆的样式。
Why?
为什么？
Because only when he served, people may experience his presence.
因为当他服侍人的时候，人才能够察觉到、感觉到他的存在。
And he served as a servant, a slave.
然后他以一个奴仆，甚至一个奴隶的身份来服侍。
And not only that,He continued to downgrade he himself.
然后不但是如此，而且他再进一步的谦卑自己。
But made himself nothing.
反倒屈己，把自己当成一个什么都不是的。
Nothing.
Nothing. 什么都不是。
Jesus said, "Foxes have holes."And birds of the air have nest, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
我们看到在路加福音，耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
He got nothing.
他什么都没有，一无所有。
And when he went back to his hometown, his countrymen got up and drove him out of town.
然后当他回到他的家乡的时候，他自己的家乡的父老居然把他赶出去。
And when Jesus served the people so busy that he not able even to eat.
所以耶稣他这个服侍人到一个地步，他忙得连吃饭的时间都没有。
And his own family member said he is out of his mind.
他自己家里人这样子批评他说，这个人是不是有点疯狂了？
They saw him nothing.
Yeah, 他们就看他就说这个人就简直就是什么都不是了。
See, if we are nothing in this society, any criticism just can pour and throw at you.
说当我们一无所有，什么都不是的时候，在当今的社会环境之下，人人都可以，你就像过街老鼠一样，人人可打的。
And Isaiah described that person called nothing like this.Jesus grew up before God like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground.
以赛亚书这样形容这个耶稣，谦卑的耶稣，他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。
He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him.
他无家行美容，我们看到他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。
Nothing in his appearance.That we should desire him.
他的外表的确是没有办法吸引人的。
He downgraded himself to nothing.
他把自己谦卑到一个一无所有的地步。
I remember the Cultural Revolution that if a person was sentenced and then they will put a hat, like a cone.Above their head, and they walk in the street. That means anybody, you can just say whatever you want to that person.
我记得在文化大明大革命的时候，当你是被打成这个反黑五类了还是什么的，然后你就被戴了一个高帽子，是一种这个像一个锥子形的一个高帽子，然后 带你去这个绕街，然后这个时候每一个人都可以用任何的话来辱骂你。
Even little child.
连小孩子都可以指着鼻子骂你。
Because you are nothing.
因为你就是一个什么都不是。
Jesus has downgrade started from God. He is God, and then downgrade to not consider equality of God, and downgrade to human, and downgrade to servant, and downgrade to nothing.
所以我们看这个万有的荣耀的神，他从不以神为同等，道成肉身，变为人的形象，到成为奴仆，到成为一无所有。
And this is not the end.
这还不是最终的底线。
And being found in appearance as a man, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
See, he already downgraded to nothing, but this is not the end. He even downgraded to be obedient to death.
所以他已经一无所有了，但是他再进一步的谦卑就是存心顺服以至于死。
Now we are talking about death.
我们现在谈到死亡哦。
Actually, to Jesus, death is not just biological death.
那耶稣的死不是就是寿终正寝的死。
But the death in the Bible says the wage of sin is death.
但是圣经讲的就是罪的工价就是死。
Why the death come over him?
为什么这个罪的工价就是排山倒海的到他的身上呢？
Because at that moment, all the sin came upon to his shoulder. All human sin, you and I,came upon to him.
因为我们人类所有的罪都加附在他的身上。
The origin of life, when face sin, death supersede.
所以当面对这个罪的时候，这个生就要对这个死就超越了生。
The Isaiah said,But he was pierced, that means Jesus was pierced for our transgression, and Jesus was crushed for our iniquities.
以赛亚书53章第5节说，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
This humility, this downgrade is because you and I, we put our sins upon his shoulder.
所以他要如此谦卑到一个致死的地步，是因为我们的罪犯，我们的罪孽。
So he found the in appearance as a man, that means a sinful person.
所以当他以人的形象来的时候，就是他有这个罪的罪性。
He started to notice that.He is a sinner, just for you and me.
为了你跟我，他开始注意到这个罪。
So he can be downgraded to receive death.
所以他可以以致谦卑到死为止。
And Isaiah said, "We all, you and I, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us have turned to our own way."
以赛亚又接着说，我们都是如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
So that's
why he have no choice. He has no choice to accept the death. That death actually not belong to him.
所以耶和华使我们众人的罪都归他身上，所以他别无选择。即使这个罪不是他自己的罪，他还是要担在他身上。
Why? Because this is the only way that you and I can receive him.
因为这是我们唯一能够接受他的一个方法。
From the very God, not consider equality with God, downgrade to a human, downgrade to a servant, and downgrade to nothing, and now downgrade to a sinner.
我们看到一步一步的，耶稣是如何的谦卑自己，从不以神为同等，到道成肉身成为人的样式，到成为取了奴仆的样式，到一无所有，到为我们的罪死在十字架上。
But this is not the end.
哦，这还不是底线。
Even death on the cross.
然后甚至到即使死在十字架，还不是最后的。
For the cross, only three types of people will be qualified to be crucified.
因为在所谓的上钉十字架，只有三种人是可以钉十字架的。
That means if you are not bad enough, you are not even qualified to be crucified.
也就是说，你如果不是坏到底、坏到骨子里的话，你还没这个资格上十字架。
The first one is betrayer to Caesar.
第一个就是背叛这个凯撒的人，要钉十字架。
Second is murderer.
第二个就是所谓的杀人者。
And the third is rapist.
第三个就是奸淫者。
So therefore, if any person be nailed to the cross, people already instantly recognize that person is so bad, this world should not allow that person to live.
所以当一个人被钉十字架，人们就是已经非常清楚，这个人一定是坏到骨了，简直就是没办法，不应该再活在世界上的这种人渣才会被上钉十字架。
And they were nailed to the cross, totally naked.
然后当你被钉十字架的时候，是全裸的。
Because we have seen so many pictures of our Christ on the cross with a piece of clothes. Actually, that's not correct.
因为我们看到太多的图片了，等等的影像，说耶稣基督上十字架了，还给他底下有一个所谓的遮羞布一样，一块布围在那里。
It's totally naked.
事实上是全部都裸的，赤裸的。
They want the person on the cross die.
他们要这个人在十字架死。
And die with humiliation and shame.
而且要死得非常的羞辱的死。
There's a saying in Chinese is saying, a man you can kill him, but not to humiliate him.
中国话有句古话说，士可杀不可辱。
That means humiliation is actually its ultimate penalty or punishment.
So, 当你侮辱一个人的话，这是一个最终的、最大的一个处罚。
In Isaiah, describe that picture.
以赛亚书有这样一个画面。
Jesus was despised and rejected by men.
他被藐视，被人厌弃。
And he, just like a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering.
多受痛苦，常经忧患。
Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised.
他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
And we look down upon him.
然后我们都不看不起他。
That's why he was nailed on the cross.
所以他被钉在十字架上。
He died with humiliation.
因为他是一个非常羞辱的方式死去的。
Why?
为什么?
So you and I can love him.
因为只有如此我们才会爱他。
Actually, if he is God, we should love him.
事实上他是神，我们应该爱他。
But people reject him, so he needs to humble all the way to die with humility on the cross, so people can love him back.
但是因为我们拒绝他这个神，所以他不得已，他一定要道成肉身，谦卑到死，让我们能够爱他。
Let's go through it again, the very nature of God.
我们再走这么一趟路，看看神是怎么。本性是怎么回事?
Now drop to not consider equality as God.
第一个,他不以与神为同等。
And now drop to as human.
然后再降为人的形象。
And a servant.
然后再取为奴仆的神像。
And nothing.
然后变成一无所有。
A sinner.
一个罪人
，with humiliation to die，
然后非常羞辱的死在十字架上。
Look at the route Jesus walk。
我们看一下耶稣所走的这个道路。
And look around us, the path we walk。
再看看我们走的道路。
We take the reverse route。
我们是刚好相反的。
We don't want humiliation。
我们不要羞辱。
We don't want to recognize I'm a sinner。
我们不要承认我们是罪人。
I don't want to be nothing. I want to be something。
我不要是一无所有，我要是什么都要。
I don't want to even a servant。
我不要做一个仆人。
I'm not so happy as a human。
我当人，我觉得还不够。
I want to be God。
我要是神。
Look at our family, wife, husband, and wife always quarrel。
我们看我们家里，丈夫先生常常是吵架。
Why in the office we fight against each other？
办公室里同事之间也常常有纠纷。
The same as society and countries。
推广至所谓的社会国家也是如此。
Because we took this route，
因为我们走的路是跟耶稣是不一样的。
I want to be God，
我要是神。
I want everything else under me，
我要所有人在我底下。
So it makes a big difference，
这就是为什么我们是大不相同，与神大不相同。
Because we only look at the presence， very short sight。
因为我们非常短视的，我们往往只看到眼下的。
But Jesus been downgrade all the way to the bottom, but this is not the end. There is a good news.
当耶稣他谦卑到一个在十字架上很羞辱死去以后，他的结果是什么？这不是最终的结局。
After he fully surrendered himself.He dropped off all his dignity and revealed his humility. Now, the result is, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
所以当耶稣他经过了这样的一个谦卑，经过了所有羞辱以后，他的结局是什么呢？就是神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，都以耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
无不口称耶稣基督为主。
To the glory of God the Father.
使荣耀归于父神。
After he gave up everything, actually, we see that he got everything in his hand.
当他放弃了所有的时候，我们看到最后他是变成拥有所有的。
And all of these, the purpose is so he can give all the glory to the Father.
这一切的所有的最终的目的是什么？就是让荣耀归于父神。
He received the full glory, but still, with his humility, he gave all the glory to the Father.
当他已经得到升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名的时候，一切的荣耀的时候，他最终的目的是什么？还是一个谦卑，因为他将荣耀归于父神。
I don't want to mislead.Brothers and sisters，
我不要错误把大家错误的错领弟兄姐妹。
Many people learn about Jesus' humility, then we may say, "Oh, because he is God."
那我们常常就是我们学到哦，耶稣这么谦卑，这么谦卑，这么谦卑，那因为他是神呢、啊。
So therefore, he's able.
所以他是神，所以他能啊，他做得出来呀、啊。
But I want to emphasize over here is the Bible stated very clearly he did not consider equality.Of God, that means he wrapped up his deity. So all the downgrade, he didn't take the privilege of God.
我们看到回到前头说，耶稣不以神为同等，等于是他把所有的神性都抛在一边。所以当他做这种谦卑、谦卑、谦卑再谦卑的时候，他并没有以神这个身份来做。
He went through all this with humanity.
他是以神以人性来做这一切一切一步一步的。
So maybe the other approach will say, "Oh, he got lots of patience."
那另外就有人说，那他就是很有耐心啊，很有忍耐力啊。
He can endure all kinds of challenges.
他可以忍受一切的这个挑战呢。
So quite a few people or Christian try to learn from this direction.
所以有些基督徒就想从这一方面来学耶稣的样式。
So people take advantage over them. They try to kind of hold their breath and endure.
所以有些基督徒就因为这个缘故，所以当有人就是因为他们要忍受这些的话，就占他便宜的时候。基督徒就咬着牙在那边忍受。
They didn't reveal how they feel. They just hide inside.
是他们心里是有些过不去的地方，但是他们因为要忍受，所以就不表现出来。
With anger and hatred.
但是里面其实是怒火。
Because I want to be a Christian, so I have to bear with this.
因为他想，哦，我是基督徒，我就要忍能忍人所不能的。
But God knows exactly really how he feels inside.
好，神知道我心里是怎么一回事。
Actually, it's no big difference from whoever in this world.
但是你这样的做法其实跟这个世上人没有什么分别的。
The more he endures, actually the more hatred against that person.
其实你越忍的时候，你就对那个人，你就越
恨。
越恨。
This is another way.
不是，这不是这样的做法，是不好的，不对的。
Jesus with only his humanity, why he can endure all of these?
为什么耶稣的谦卑就能够忍受至死呢？
The true secret is because in Jesus there is Christ.
这个大秘密就是在耶稣里面，就是他就是基督。
The more we know about Christ, then we will start to appreciate.
我们对基督知道的越多，我们就能够越爱慕他。
The more Christ you receive, then that will make a huge difference.
你接受的基督越多的话，你的生命就会越不一样。
At that time, Jesus, inside Jesus, full of Christ.
因为在耶稣的身里面是充满了基督的荣耀。
People thought if I take more out of him, then he became less.
有人就说，我把他身上给他挤挤挤、榨榨榨，他是不是就变成越来越萎缩了呢
？But not for Christ.
但是基督身上不是这样的。
The more you destroy, the more he will come out.
你越要消灭毁灭他，他就越强大。
Just like gold in the ore, the more you refine, you burn, the more brightness will come out from gold.
就像这个金子在窑里被淬炼的时候，你越烧的越旺，这个金子炼的这个淬炼出来就更为晶晶。
So look at me just like Jesus say, "Come on, take more out from me."Humility, dignity, whatever, you just take it out. The more you take out, you will find out the more Christ will be revealed.
所以各位就像我这样讲说，来呀，来呀，你把我越多的东西拿走的话，我就越能够学得像耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, there is a good news for you.
所以弟兄姐妹有个好消息哦。
If you continue to receive more Christ to you, then you don't need to worry.
当你里面基督耶稣越来越多或是越长大的时候，你不用去担心的。
The only opportunity to reveal that you have Christ inside is when people start to take out whatever they think they can put it out. But the more they take it out, then Christ will be revealed.
所以当别人想要从你那里面压榨取一些东西的时候，你里面的基督就会越来越显现出来。
Maybe you stood by Jesus at that time. He was kind of went through all this treatment. You didn't read the Bible because there at that time there's no New Testament. You just watching him, you will say, "This Jesus is probably a useless person."
如果你在生在旧约时代的话，我们当时因为没有新约嘛，只有旧约，所以当你在耶稣身边，你观察这个人，会觉得这个人好像很没什么用的人嘛。
So weak，
很软弱嘛。
What use for this person？
这个人有没有什么大用呢
？Truly， that is a real picture at that time。
各位，的确，当时就真的是有很多人是这样想法的。
Even those high priests accusing him many issues, he kept silent.
那些大祭司、宗教领袖要逼迫他的时候，耶稣基督是闭口不言的。
That brought the wonder of Pilate. Say, why don't you say something to defend yourself?
说比拉多就在审判的时候就觉得很惊奇，你为什么不开口为自己辩护呢？
Let me show you the real picture, because I got a lot of Christ inside of me.
我给大家做个示范，耶稣当时就是因为我里面有很多的基督。
Brother and sister,You have Christ inside of you.
弟兄姐妹，你里面也有基督的。
Because you don't have the faith that Christ is in me.
因为你对耶，你里面有耶稣这件事情好像不太有信心。
So somebody wronged you, you want to defend for yourself.
所以当有人对你不谅解或者误解的时候，你就第一个反应就是我要为自己辩护。
See, Jesus wait until he got nothing.The only one, the very one, come out to talk, to speak for him, God he himself.
So, 当耶稣他就闭口不言，然后到最忍到最后为他说话、为他辩护的人是谁？是神自己。
So, if you truly have the faith of Jesus living inside of you, then you should have the faith. Say, come on, if you want to take anything out from me, whatever you taking out, Jesus still with me.
所以当你对住在你里面的耶稣基督有信心的时候，你就可以忍受一切的外辱，一切的别人对你的攻击，一切被人的误会，因为你说怎么样，基督在我里面。
Until the time people found I cannot take anything from you, then they found something still inside of you.
所以当别人在你身上再也榨不出什么东西的时候，他们就发现，哎，这个人里面还是有很多的东西在里面。
And that is Christ.
这个东西就是耶稣基督在你里面。
And when that moment comes, God the Father will lift you up.
当那个时候来临的时候，神要把你升高。
You will partake God's glory.
你会与神同享他的荣耀。
And at that time, other people's life will be changed.
当那个时候，别人的生命也会因你而改变。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for your only begotten Son, Jesus.
神，我们感谢你赐给你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
How precious Jesus to me!
哦，耶稣，你是多么的宝贵。
Oh Lord, with you, actually, I got everything.
主啊，当我有了你的话，我就是有了所有的一切。
I shall not want.
我没有再缺乏的了。
Lord.Let us have the faith that you are in us.
主啊，让我们对住在我里面的耶稣基督有信心。
With you, we can meet all the challenge.
有了你，我们可以面对一切的挑战。
We can allow your humility inside us.
我们可以让你的谦卑从我们心里显露出来。
When we meet the challenge, Lord, we ask your mercy to lift us up.
当我们遇到挑战的时候，主，我们求你的恩典，让我们能够站立。
So we can give the glory to our Father.
我们可以被升高，然后把我们的荣耀归于我们的父神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样，奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Before I start the invitation song.